He is an expert. There's no doubt about that. We've got this massive game tonight. The Socceroos, $1.22 at tab.com.au up against Lebanon, $13. Lebanon's rated number 82 in the world. Our other soccer expert, that being Robbie Slater, he's tipping a 5-0 victory to the Socceroos. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, guys. Robbie's not on the fence there, is he?
No.
He's never been on the fence.
He's gone whack.
Yeah, wow. Look, that's... I'll take that any day of the week. Yeah, look, I think the Socceroos will put some goals on Lebanon. I really believe that.
How many?
I'll go 3-0.
You're tipping a
3-0. I'll go 3-0.
They were very happy with their performance against South Korea. How did you see it?
Yeah, I was very impressed, particularly with the first 20 minutes. I think if the first 20 minutes gives us a snapshot of what Graham Arnold is aiming for 90 minutes, then it's a breath of fresh air.
Plenty of opportunities, wasn't it?
Yeah, and look, it had all the hallmarks of the way Graham Arnold likes to play. He likes to get his fullbacks high. He narrowed off his front three. He gave Tommy Rogic a free licence. That's the best I've seen Tommy play, I think, ever, in that first 20 minutes, half an hour. I thought he was on a different level to anyone else on the pitch. What we need from Tommy is obviously end product, but I think that'll come. So the difference, the biggest difference I saw was a narrow front three, Tommy Rogic with a free rein in behind them, and that narrow front three basically allowed us to get numbers in the box. So every time we got the ball into wide areas with fullbacks, we had plenty of numbers in the box, 3-4 runners at a time. The other key difference, I think, was the way Aaron Moy played from the base of midfield and as a number eight. So he had the license to get box to box, start the play for us, and he picked passes. Once him and Tommy Rogic get their combination going, it'll be outstanding.
Come on, Terry, say it. You know what he's going to say here.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to be negative, and we had a really good chat with the Socceroos yesterday, and it's all positive what you're saying, but there's one thing that remains the same.
Goals.
Lack of goals.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you listen to what I've just said about how many numbers...
No, I listened to you, mate.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the scoreline
too, mate. There'll
be
more opportunities.
Yeah, but how many players we got in the box? So under Ange, we played with two wingers high and wide and one striker in the middle.
Yep.
So when we missed our chances, there was one player in the box, basically, generally speaking, right? But with the way Arnie likes to play, he's automatically got three players in the box because it's the two wingers come in as... second strikers, if you like. Yep. You've got your number nine, so there's three players in and around the box. They still have to do it, TK.
So we
absolutely
had three times
agree.
As many people in the box, and we still didn't... We only came up with one goal in the 93rd minute.
It's a work in progress, Terry. Don't you understand? It's
Mate,
a new system.
I love it.
A
I'm
new
a big
system
supporter
in
of
place.
It.
Listen, at the risk of being accused of defending the new national coach because of my history with him, he's had 20 sessions with the team. A-League coaches get 3.5 months to get it right. So he's had 20
By the way,
sessions.
He'll get more time with the Socceroos than any other national coach has ever had with the national team in this country.
What do you mean?
Well, when we had our great golden era, the boys hardly ever... They got together for a session, shook hands, and off they went. We're getting together more as the Socceroos now than ever before, which is a positive thing.
Oh, right, yeah. So the time he has with them on the field, you're talking
He's
about?
Having more time. He will have more time with the Socceroos now than the Socceroos have ever gotten together ever before.
Okay, but if we just talk specifically about the Asian Cup, he's had so far 20 sessions with them. And he's got a game tonight and possibly another friendly in January just before the tournament starts.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's right.
So,
Socceroos coaches in the past have not had 20 sessions with the team.
Well, Ange's first or second camp, I think he had 12 days in Asia. That was one of his first camps.
Which is good. They're getting together more.
They have to. That's right. And that's
in our golden generation with the great players, they hardly ever got together.
And what does
that
tell
you?
What does that tell you?
They were great players.
Exactly.
That's why they were the golden generation.
Yeah.
Like little Laurie down there with cameras.
Well, I'll tell you now, the outgoing... and I know we're going to talk about the AGM later and the changing of the guard, but the greatest gifts the Lowy family have given Australian football is to save the game, obviously.
Yeah.
But goose hitting... qualification into the Asian Champions, Asian Football Confederation and the FFA Cup.
Yeah,
I think if you had to sum up the three greatest gifts they gave football, that they'd be them,
right,
or four.
What will this new board do for the game?
Well, they've got a list of priorities as long as their arm, but I think the main ones, from where I sit, expansion is definitely one. An independent A-League, and how that happens and when that happens is crucial, because there's a lot of things in the A-League agreement as it stands that would be contractually binding to FFA. So once you make things independent of FFA, that can affect certain things. And I think fees. It's a massive issue. Fees for kids playing the game have to be lowered somehow.
There was a lot of love in that room yesterday, and they're all going to unite and work together. How long does that last before self-interest takes over?
Well, look.
Very good question, Moss.
If you're asking me, the three key words to come out of what happened yesterday have to be honesty, independence and unity. Now, they're three easy words to say when a new board comes in to govern something. How long does that last, TK and Loz?
What, in the room or out of the room?
Your guess is as good as mine. You know, there's a tie to old soccer there. Remo Nogarotto used to be the chairman of Soccer Australia, the old NSL.
Well, the new chairman's from Melbourne Victory, right?
Yeah, Chris Nick, who he was brought in by the Lowies. So there is still a link, if you like, to that era through Chris Nick. Look, he's got a lot of support in the game.
Is he the right person to be chairman?
I don't know the guy.
Don't know. Right.
Never met him
in
my life. And therein lies, you know, potentially part of the problem, but also that could be a bonus.
Because when I looked at the voting system, Heather Reid was the standout in the first round of balloting.
Yeah, that's right.
Like she received 90% of the votes, whereas Chris Nicko was 60%.
That's right. And she was
the PFA. Looked like she was the popular choice from all stakeholders in the game.
Yeah, she was a PFA ticket, if you like, after Craig Foster pulled out. She's been heavily involved with ACT football, or Capital Football, and she has got a lot of support in the game. You know, I think it fell the way we all thought it was going to fall. With Chris Nicku getting the chairmanship, Heather Reid as the vice chairman, and then the rest of the board. But they're taking over the game at a very, very delicate time. The game is in, I wouldn't go so far as to say disarray, but there is a certain amount of turmoil around the game at the moment. The A-League is stagnant. That needs a massive injection of fresh ideas, fresh blood. You know, we need stardust.
They're pro-expansion, this new board. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But what form does that take on? Is it going to be an independent A-League? I believe the vote for that is in March. So you would hope and pray by then the decision has been made to expand the A-League. We had Tony Sage on Bill and Boz last night at Fox, and he was talking about expansion into Asia. That won't happen. But he certainly agreed that the A-League is stagnant, and this is a longer-serving owner in the A-League. Yep. 13 years, I think he is, out of the 15. And he said expansion has to happen, and it has to happen now. Now, the owners of the A-League have a lot more say now in the running of the game through this new Congress model.
Big farewell tonight for Timmy Cahill. No one deserves a big farewell like Tim Cahill does. 107 games for the Socceroos, 50 goals, 15 years of service, 4 World Cups, all of that. Arnie says it's not about him tonight.
It's not, and it shouldn't be. He should definitely get his farewell. 100% agree with that. I think as long as he gets a bead of sweat rolling down his forehead and a lap of honour at the end of the game, he and everyone should be happy. And I think
Timmy, more than 5 minutes.
Well, mate, we've got 2 games. One of them has gone to prepare for the Asian Cup.
What if we're leading 3 or 4-0?
Well, if I'll tell you now, if Arnie's got what he wants out of the game in the 75th minute, he'll bring him on.
Okay.
If he's got a 75-minute good performance, but he's going to make a raft of changes because he wants to see what the depth is like, and obviously a bit of fatigue from the other night. Big game up there in Brisbane against South Korea. Took a lot of energy, but he wants to get out of tonight's game first and foremost for the Asian Cup preparation, and then the Timmy Cahill thing comes a distant second. But he's given him the respect of giving him this farewell game. He will strip up for the game. He will get a dab on, and he will get his lap of honour at the end, and he fully deserves it. He's an absolute once-in-a-generation player.
Beautiful. Good on you, mate. We'll
Pleasure.
Talk to you later in the week.
Good on you, guys.
There he is, Phil Moss.